Morning.
You know, the Bible says,
come. 见神。Is that right?
清心的人有福了。
Yeah,
清心的人有福了。
Right? Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. My apologies, my Chinese is still not quite what it should be.
对不起，我的英文中文还不是那么好。
But with your help, it will become better.
日子过了，我会越来越好。
And you know, sometimes that's the way we feel when we have to share our faith.
有时候这就是我们感到如何去跟人家去分享福音。
We want to be better.
我们想越做越好。
How many people feel that they are ready to share their testimony and talk to someone about their faith right now?
你们中间有哪些人已经准备好了去跟人家一起来分享福音呢？
If you're ready, just go ahead and come on up.
如果你们准备好了就站上来。
No, I'm not going to do that.
开玩笑。
Over the Thanksgiving weekend, we did hear some wonderful testimonies.
在感恩节那个周末的时候，我们听到有很多感人的见证。
I hope that you were as encouraged and inspired by them as I was.
我希望你能跟我一样被那些见证所感动，所充满那种为主服事的那种热心。
What touched me is they talked about God's faithfulness and goodness in their lives.
他们见证了主的真实和主的慈爱。
Right? What did you hear?
你们听到了什么呢？
People were healed of their sicknesses and illnesses.
病人的疾病被医治。
They were healed spiritually and emotionally.
他们在灵上面，甚至在这种感情上面被医治。
They found jobs.
他们找到了工作。
But you know, the most important thing is that life was now different for them, and they felt they could face the future with God's help.
但是更重要的是，他们在他们的生命改变了，他们知道他们在以后的日子里靠着主的恩典能够来面对。
So that's really the question for you today. Are you ready to face the future with God's help? And what will it be like for you?
我今天问你们问题，你们觉得你们在未来可以靠着神的恩典去面对每一天吗？
Many of you who share your faith in the future will get into trouble.
有一些人在分享自己的见证或者是信仰的时候，会使他们进入一个困境。
Some of you may be in trouble already.
你们中间有些人可能已经有麻烦了。
You know, Pastor Bial recently sent me a magazine article from a magazine called Word Magazine.
陈明牧师最近给Craig 有一个文章是从这个Word 这个杂志出来的。
It was about someone who got into trouble for sharing their faith.
这关于一个人去因为分享他的信仰，使他进入一个很困难的一个境地。
His name was Father Zakira Batros.
他的名字是Zakira Batros.
Yes,
he's 是个神父。
He's a Coptic priest from Egypt, and he started off in an internet chat room.
他是在埃及的一个神父。
And this is a lesson for us too. You can do the same thing on the internet. If you want to share your faith with someone, you can do it simply first, just by starting off on the internet and having a conversation.
他是用那种网络来传福音，所以我们其实想传福音的时候，也可以很简单的用通过网络来传福音。
Well, he had a conversation with Muslims.
他在网络上同那些穆斯林来交谈。
And all he did was ask them questions about what they believe.And then talk to them about a dead man named Jesus who had come back to life.
他跟他们所做的呢，就是问问那些穆斯林他们相信什么，然后告诉他们，有一个人叫耶稣基督，他从死里复活，要来拯救人类。
And you know what happened? Hundreds of people, hundreds of Muslims converted to Christianity.
有上百个穆斯林就变成了基督徒。
And then you know what happened? They put him on Arab.Television through the satellite.
他们呢就把它放到阿拉伯的那个卫星电视上。
And then all of a sudden, hundreds of thousands of Muslims converted to Christianity.
随后有成千上万的穆斯林变成了基督徒。
Now he's still doing this today, but now he's in a lot of trouble.
他这些天还是在做同样的事情，但是已经有了很多的麻烦。
The Islamic jihadists actually have a reward on his head.
那个伊斯兰那个激进组织吉哈德就想去给他一个悬赏。
How big do you think that reward is?
就是为了悬赏他的命，大家猜要多少钱？
How much money would you be willing to pay to silence someone from talking about something you didn't like?
你愿意付多少钱去让每一个人永远的消失，不让他说你不愿意让他说的事情？
You can tell me anything. What do you think?Is it worth it? $500 to kill him? $1,000?
500块钱还是1000块钱来把他干掉。
$1 million?
100万。
Anyone can guess. If you get close, maybe I'll give you a present.
你们猜猜看，如果接近的话，可能会给你一个圣诞礼物。
Except for Chun Biao, he already knows.
Bill, oh, Pastor is not here.
$60 million.
$60 million.
That's the reward right now on the internet for his father, Zacharias Batros, if you can kill him.
在现在这个悬赏是在网上面，如果你能把这个 father Batros 给弄掉的话，你可以得到$60 million.
Is anybody interested?
I don't think so. 没人会在这儿，不会有人感兴趣。
Don't answer that. Anyway, how crazy is that?
这是多么的疯狂的一件事情。
If you can put up the PowerPoint first for just a minute.
对，我们先把 PowerPoint 这个 slide 放出来。
You see, today we're going to be talking about that. How crazy is it that someone would want to kill someone for talking about a dead man who came back to life and wanted to save people's lives?
今天我们就是要讨论这个一件疯狂的事情，就是那些人因为有一个人传讲一个死去的耶稣基督如何复活来拯救人类，因为他传讲这件事情就要把那个人给杀掉。
Now that is the foolishness of the gospel.
这是福音的愚拙的地方。
But for Christians, we know that that is not foolishness, but the wisdom of God.
但是作为基督徒来说，我们知道那不是愚拙，那是神的智慧。
Today you're going to hear from one of the governors of Rome, and he hears Paul making an offense.
这个幻灯片上看到的是保罗在那儿为他的信仰来分辨。
This is Paul here in this picture, and this governor Festus and his King Agrippa.
这是保罗在那个总督菲斯都和那个亚加帕王面前来分述。
And he says, Paul, you're out of your mind for talking about this dead guy.
他们说保罗你真是疯了，你说这些死人的事情。
But this is what Paul knows. 1 Corinthians 1:21, For since in the wisdom of God, the world through its wisdom did not know him, God was pleased through the foolishness of what was preached to save those who believe.
大家可以看到这就是在哥罗西书1:20-21上面所说到的，如果大家让我翻一下。大家翻到了可以念一下，有没有谁翻得比我快？ It's Corinthians, right?
Yes, Corinthians, yes. You can help him. Whoever gets there first, just read it out in Chinese. Please, 请你。
Oops.
谢谢你。This is the foolishness of the word of God. It's the wisdom of God.
这就是神所看到的神的愚拙，其实是神的智慧。
And here are the things I want you to remember today. God provides through this foolishness an opportunity for us to be involved with him in saving people's lives.
神现在想，今天我们要讨论的就是神如何让我们借着他给我们看到这个类似愚拙的福音，让我们随时随地的参与他的计划来拯救生命。
And also, I want you to remember that what God plans and prepares for, He also provides for and protects.
他而且是让我们能够来准备，而且来帮助保护我们。
He wants you to share what's in your heart. You are no more ready than you are right now, you are always ready for what God wants to do with you.
他让我们在心里面，即使我们现在还没有准备好，其实他想让我们随时随地都准备好来分享他的福音。
And this last bullet here is, this is not God's desire. This is your desire.
最后一点是，这并不是神的所想要你做的，这其实是我们心里真正想要做的。
God wants you to say to yourself, I want everybody to be like I am in Christ.
神想说我们，神说我们想要每一个人都在耶稣基督里面。
So we're going to pray, we're going to watch the video, and then we're going to talk a little bit more about these things very briefly, because we have a lot of other things that we're going to do today as well.
我们先一起来祷告。
Father in heaven, we're grateful that we have this opportunity to examine your word, and to see, Lord God, what it should mean to our lives and to others. Father, we pray, open our minds and hearts so we can hear what you have to say. We would only see Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen.
天主耶稣，我们谢谢你今天让我们能够看到，通过你的话语来看到你如何让我们在心中来准备好，宣扬你的福音。我们这样的祷告来是奉主耶稣基督的名。Amen.
Let's watch the video.
我们一起来看录像。
In the province, Festus went up from Caesarea to Jerusalem, where the chief priests and Jewish leaders appeared before him and presented the charges against Paul. They urgently requested Festus, as a favor to them, to have Paul transferred to Jerusalem. For they were preparing an ambush to kill him along the way. Festus answered,
Paul is being held at Caesarea. And I myself am going there soon. Let some of your leaders come with me and press charges against the man there, if he's done anything wrong.
After spending 8 or 10 days with them, he went down to Caesarea. And the next day he convened the court and ordered that Paul be brought before him. When Paul appeared, the Jews who had come down from Jerusalem stood around him, bringing many serious charges against him, which they could not prove. Then Paul made his defense.
I have done nothing wrong against the law of the Jews, or against the temple, or against Caesar.
Festus, wishing to do the Jews a favor, said to Paul,
Are you willing to go up to Jerusalem and stand trial before me there on these charges?
Paul answered,
I am now standing before Caesar's court where I ought to be tried. I have not done any wrong to the Jews, as you yourself know very well. If, however, I am guilty of doing anything deserving death, I do not refuse to die. But if the charges brought against me by these Jews are not true, no one has the right to hand me over to them. I appeal to Caesar.
After Festus had conferred with his council, he declared,
You have appealed to Caesar. To Caesar you will go.
A few days later, King Agrippa and Bernice arrived at Caesarea to pay their respects to Festus. Since they were spending many days there, Festus discussed Paul's case with the king. He said,
There is a man here whom Felix left as a prisoner. When I went to Jerusalem, the chief priests and elders of the Jews brought charges against him and asked that he be condemned. I told them that it is not the Roman custom to hand over any man before he has faced his accusers and has had an opportunity to defend himself against their charges. When they came here with me, I did not delay the case, but convened the court the next day and ordered the man to be brought in.
When his accusers got up to speak, they did not charge him with any of the crimes I'd expected. Instead, they had some points of dispute with him about their own religion and about a dead man named Jesus, whom Paul claimed was alive.
I was at a loss how to investigate such matters. So I asked if he'd be willing to go to Jerusalem and stand trial there on these charges. When Paul made his appeal to be held over for the emperor's decision, I ordered him held until I could send him to Caesar.
Then Agrippa said to Festus,
I would like to hear this man myself.
He replied,
Tomorrow you will hear him.
The next day, Agrippa and Bernice came with great pomp and entered the audience room with the high-ranking officers and the leading men of the city. At the command of Festus, Paul was brought in. Festus said,
King Agrippa, and all who are present with us, you see this man. The whole Jewish community has petitioned me about him. In Jerusalem, and here in Caesarea, shouting that he ought not to live any longer. I found he had done nothing deserving of death. But because he made his appeal to the emperor, I decided to send him to Rome. But I have nothing definite to write to his majesty about him. Therefore, I have brought him before all of you, and especially before you, King Agrippa, so that as a result of this investigation, I may have something to write. For I think it is unreasonable to send on a prisoner without specifying the charges against him.
Then Agrippa said to Paul,
You have permission to speak for yourself.
So Paul motioned with his hand and began his defense.
King Agrippa, I consider myself fortunate to stand before you today as I make my defense against all the accusations of the Jews. And especially so, because you are well acquainted with all the Jewish customs and controversies. Therefore, I beg you to listen to me patiently. The Jews all know the way I have lived ever since I was a child, from the beginning of my life in my own country and also in Jerusalem. They have known me for a long time and can testify, if they are willing, that according to the strictest sect of our religion, I lived as a Pharisee. And now, it is because of my hope in what God has promised our fathers that I am on trial today. This is the promise our 12 tribes are hoping to see fulfilled as they earnestly serve God day and night. O King, it is because of this hope that the Jews are accusing me. Why should any of you consider it incredible that God raises the dead? I too was convinced that I ought to do all that was possible to oppose the name of Jesus of Nazareth, and that is just what I did in Jerusalem. On the authority of the chief priests, I put many of the saints in prison. And when they were put to death, I cast my vote against them. Many a time, I went from one synagogue to another to have them punished, and I tried to force them to blaspheme. In my obsession against them, I even went to foreign cities to persecute them. On one of these journeys, I was going to Damascus with the authority and commission of the chief priests. About noon, O King, as I was on the road, I saw a light from heaven, brighter than the sun, blazing around me and my companions. We all fell to the ground, and I heard a voice saying to me in Aramaic, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? It is hard for you to kick against the goads. Then I asked, Who are you, Lord? I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. The Lord replied, Now, get up and stand on your feet. I have appeared to you to appoint you as a servant and as a witness of what you have seen of me and what I will show you. I will rescue you from your own people and from the Gentiles. I am sending you to them to open their eyes and turn them from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God, so that they may receive forgiveness of sins and a place among those who are sanctified by faith in me. So then, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the vision from heaven. First to those in Damascus, then to those in Jerusalem and in all Judea, and to the Gentiles also, I preached that they should repent and turn to God and prove their repentance by their deeds. That is why the Jews seized me in the temple courts and tried to kill me. But I have had God's help to this very day. And so I stand here and testify to small and great alike. I am saying nothing beyond what the prophets and Moses said would happen, that the Christ would suffer, and as the first to rise from the dead, would proclaim light to his own people and to the Gentiles.
At this point, Festus interrupted Paul's defense.
You're out of your mind, Paul.
He shouted.
Your great learning is driving you insane.
I am not insane, most excellent Festus,
Paul replied.
What I am saying is true and reasonable. The king is familiar with these things, and I can speak freely to him. I am convinced that none of this has escaped his notice, because it was not done in a corner. King Agrippa, do you believe the prophets? I know you do.
Then Agrippa said to Paul,
do you think that in such a short time you can persuade me to be a Christian?
Paul replied, short time or long, I pray God that not only you, but all who are listening to me today may become what I am. Except for these chains.
The king rose, and with him the governor and Bernice and those sitting with them. They left the room. And while talking with one another, they said,
this man is not doing anything that deserves death or imprisonment.
Agrippa said to Festus,
this man could have been set free if he had not appealed to Caesar.
When it was decided that we would sail for Italy, Paul and some other prisoners...
Okay, thank you for your patience. That was, it's a little long. Why don't we all stand for a second and recite just a portion of the scripture together.
这个录像有点长，我们就是再稍微回顾一下。
Let's go to the next slide. It has the scripture on there.
下面一页。
Okay, let's stand and read this together.
我们一起起立来，一起来读这段经文。
Please just read the Chinese.
我们只用非斯都大人。太大，反叫你疯狂啊！王说：“非斯都大人，我不是癫狂，我说的乃是真实明白话。王也晓得这些事，所以我向王放胆真言。我深信这些事没有一件向王隐藏的。” 因都不是在背地里做的。亚基帕王啊，你信先知吗？我知道你是信的。亚基帕对保罗说：“你想稍微一劝，便叫我做基督徒啊。”保罗说：“无论是少劝是多劝，我向神所求的，不但是你一个人，就是今天一切听我的，都要像我一样，只是不要像往有这些所念。”
All right, please be seated.
请坐。
What you've seen here is Paul has made a defense. He's made a defense in chapter 25 to a new governor, and then he's made a defense to King Agrippa, who's supposed to be an expert on the Jews.
在这里我们看到保罗在这里申诉，一个是在新的总督面前，今天我们看到他是在亚基帕王面前申诉。这个亚基帕王对犹太人的传统非常的了解。
It's Christmas time, so you're probably going to hear the name King Herod. And this King Agrippa was the grandson of the same King Herod.
现在是圣诞节的时候，你大家可以听到一些叙律王的事情。这个亚基帕王是叙律王的孙子。And
the one thing they can both agree on, the two rulers, King Agrippa and also the governor, is Paul has not done anything wrong.
他们这个King亚基帕王呢和这个总督，他们有一件事情，两个人都是同意，就是这个保罗没有做任何的事情。
Yet the Jews want to kill him.
But the Jews want to kill him.
Paul is on trial for political reasons.
保罗在这里受审判完全是一个政治上的原因。
And sometimes in our life we're on trial for political reasons.
有时候我们在我们生活中间有时候也是因为政治的原因而受审。
When people say bad things about you or look down upon you because you're a Christian, that's a political thing.
在生活中间当人们说因为你是基督徒就说你的坏话或者是看不起你的时候这其实是一个政治上的事情。
Sometimes people say today Christians are not intellectual people. Like, why would you believe in creationism instead of evolution? And why would you teach abstinence? And why would you be against abortion?
有现在当今的人就说这个基督徒很多都是很没有学问的人。为什么你们相信创造论而不相信进化论？为什么你们反对堕胎呢？
That's because people prefer to have their truth be relative, to live life on their terms.
因为那些人希望他们的真理只不过是相对的，就是为着他们的生活来服务。
Now what they don't realize is that Paul's response to them, "I want to go see Caesar," and being in prison is all part of God's plan.
他们没有料到保罗会说我要去见凯撒大帝。
It seemed like a bad idea to his fellow Christians at the time for Paul to be in jail and go to Jerusalem, but they didn't understand the plan of God.
这其实是神的意思。当时基督徒看到保罗被抓起来放到监狱里面，好像并不是一件好的事情。其实这是神的计划的一部分。
You see, Paul going to Rome was part of God's plan to get the gospel out across the entire world.
大家看到这个保罗去罗马，其实是要让福音传到那一块地方。
See, the church in the beginning was Catholic, and you know what? Rome became the home.And is the home today for almost 1 billion Catholics.
因为在这些开始的这些天主教徒他们的家，总部其实就在罗马。大家看到现在罗马大概是十亿天主教徒的一个总部。
And it all started with Paul, God having to send Paul to Rome, but in chains.
这完全是从保罗开始，神把保罗在捆绑，然后送到罗马。
There are a lot of Muslims who are Christians today because of Father Batros.
在今天有很多的穆斯林成为基督徒是因为这个神父 Batros.
And you know what? A lot of people are going to be Christians because of what you say today and how you share your faith at work or at home.
当然也会有很多人变成基督徒是因为我们今天跟他们所说的我们的信仰。
What God asks us to do is be careful how we share our faith. Paul was very careful in the way he shared his faith.And instead of giving in to the politics, he says, I want to go see Caesar.
在分享这个信仰的时候大家也应该有智慧。大家看到保罗今天就很聪明，他不跟他们在一起做政上争论，他们说保罗说我要去见凯撒。
Because that was his right.
那是他的权利。
And what he was doing is following the scripture where it says, Therefore be as shrewd as snakes and as innocent as doves.
他所做的就像圣经里所说的要灵巧像蛇寻良像鸽子。
All right, let's go to the next slide, please.
下面一页。
Okay, so this is the first point. Paul was using his opportunity to preach the gospel.
第一点就是保罗用他的机会来传讲福音。
And although the governor thought he was insane, he said, Paul, you're insane because of your great learning.
虽然这个总督说保罗你完全是癫狂了，因为你学问太大，癫狂了。
Paul knew he had the wisdom and power of God on his side.
保罗知道他有神的智慧和能力。
And you know what? That's what you have on your side.
这也是你们所有的。
For the people that God wants you to share Christ with, you have all you need to know right now.
对于我们那些想分享福音的，我们其实有了我们所应该有的。
Because whatever you know about the Bible and whatever testimony you have, it is enough. God knows the people who need exactly where you are in your experience as a Christian.
我们所有的圣经知识和我们所有的见证已经足够了。我知道有很多人因为那一点点的圣经知识和见证得以得救。
And so Paul tells him, this is what's true and reasonable. And that's what we have to tell other people. This is what's true and reasonable.
保罗告诉他们这是真理和我们同样也同样有用同样的方法去告诉别人这就是真理。
And that's for people to turn to God to repent and to show it in their good deeds.
这就是人们为什么可以回转过来归向神。
If you don't do anything else but that, people will come to Christ.
你知道我们做那么一点点就会 带领人转向基督。
I know it doesn't sound like a whole lot.
这当然不是那么多的事情。
But that's why the scripture says, we preach Christ crucified, a stumbling block to Jews, and foolishness to Gentiles, but to us, whom God has called, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God.
就像在圣经里所说的，我们是主安定十字架的耶稣，在犹太人是绊脚石，在外邦人为愚拙，但是在那蒙召的，无论是犹太人、希腊人，基督总为神的能力、神的智慧。
Let's go to the next slide.
下面一页。
Okay, God prepares us and protects us, so we are ready at any time to share His story.
神保护我们，帮助我们，让我们随时随地都可以传讲福音。
How many people watch the Olympics?
你们多少人看奥林匹克？
Right?
Yeah.
Lots of hands, okay? All right. Who is one of your favorite athletes?
谁是你们最喜欢的运动员？
Michael Phelps, that's what I'm saying in the back. Okay, Michael, if you ask Michael Phelps to swim a race right now, do you think he'd be very fast? Would he have to really practice first or rehearse before he swam that race?
如果你让 Phelps 去游泳的话，你觉得他还需要准备很长时间吗？
No, not at all. It's part of his life. That's what he's been doing. He trained for the Olympics. He was ready for it.
不会的，这就是他生命的一部分。他就是为这个所受训的，所以他很容易做。
He eats so much food every day. He's afraid to have a girlfriend because he doesn't want them to see him eating 2 dozen eggs and 3 or 4 chickens.
他每天吃很多，所以他不想要一个女朋友，因为那个女朋友会看到他每天吃好多只鸡，几十个鸡蛋。
You see, Paul, he didn't have to rehearse before he stood before the governors. He was ready. It was part of his life. And that's what drew people in. All he did was just shared his life with them. That was his testimony.
保罗也不需要去排练，因为在他的心里面已经完完全全准备好了。这就是为什么他可以吸引那么多的人，通过他的福音的见证。
And your testimony will draw people into your life, exactly what you know right now.
我们的见证，我们的传讲福音，就是让把别人去吸引到我们的生命中。
The most important thing is to be available and say, God, I don't feel comfortable doing this, but I'm going to do it because I know you prepared me for this moment to speak to this person.
最关键是我们愿意，我们说我们还没有准备好，但是我们愿意为神所用去传讲福音拯救那些人。
That's what Paul said in verse 19. So then, King Agrippa, I was not disobedient to the vision from heaven.
这就是保罗对那个亚基帕王所说的。
And Jesus says, you don't have to worry about it. If you stand in front of important people and share the gospel, people who may even know more about religion than you do, he says, I will teach you what to say at those times.
耶稣告诉我们，我们不需要在别人面前分享福音的时候，我们要害怕。即使那些人懂得宗教比我们多，耶稣基督会告诉我们如何去说。
You see, your calling from God is this. You do not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last. That's what John 15:16 says. Then the Father will give you whatever you ask.
在约翰福音，大家看到就是说，不是我拣选了，不是你拣选了我，是我拣选了你们。我要让你到四处去结果子。
And see, here's the catch. The person that you are talking to may not accept Christ. As a matter of fact, they may call you stupid.Because you're talking to them about Jesus, okay? I mean, that has happened.
就是你跟他分享福音的一个人呢，可能他并不会接受耶稣基督，他跟你说你是傻瓜，因为他还不相信你所传讲的基督。
Here's the important thing to remember. There are people standing around listening to you have this conversation with someone else who's not a Christian, who will not think it's foolishness.
就是在周围站着听你跟这个还不是基督徒传讲福音，他们听到的那些事情，在他们心里会有触动，也会有作用。
And their lives will be totally changed.
他们的生命会完全被改变。
You see, think about this. Paul is going to share the gospel in Rome with the emperor. But you know what? God already knows that the emperor is not going to accept Christ.
大家知道，就是在保罗会去罗马去跟凯撒去分享福音。当然，神知道凯撒是不会。接受基督成为基督徒的。
But there are people who are standing around the emperor. There are people in the jails. There are people in the city who are going to hear this news, who although the emperor may think it's foolishness, they will not.
但是有周围的人站在国王边上的人，那些在他监狱里面的人，当保罗在将 凯撒说这些事情的时候，凯撒觉得保罗是一个傻子，但是那些人不一定觉得保罗是傻子，保罗的信息会在那些人的心中有作用。
So Paul is smart. He says, King Agrippa, do you believe the prophets? I know that you do.
所以保罗很聪明，他说亚基帕王，你相信先知吗？我知道你信了。
Next slide.
下面一页。
Okay, God's desire for us is for us to desire that everyone be like us.That's what should be in your heart right now when you leave church. I want people to be exactly the way I am in Christ.
神所想要的就是我们心里有那么一个渴望，想让周围的人像我们一样，在基督里面有一个同样的生命。
Now, King Agrippa realized Paul was speaking with power, and he says, "Do you think you can persuade me in such a short time to become a Christian?"
亚基帕王对保罗说，你在这么短暂的时间就想把我变成基督徒吗？
In some Bibles, it may say, "I'm almost persuaded to be a Christian."
有些圣经说我快要被你说成基督徒了。
But this is the correct way to look at it because King Agrippa wants to save his face. He's in public. He's not going to let people know that this is affecting him.
亚基帕王要在这公众面前保全一点脸面，不想让人家知道他已经受到这个福音的影响。
But you be driven by the love of Christ.And the power of God will show forth in your life.
我们被那些神的爱和能力所充满的，被神的爱和能力所激进。
Now Paul said, I want you to be just like I am, except for these chains.
保罗说，我想让每一个人都像我一样，只不过是不要这些锁链。
You see, we look at that and we say, well, I'm not going to be in chains, but we have chains in our lives too.
我们说我们不会有锁链，但是其实在我们生活中还是会有很多的锁链捆绑。
You see, we're not perfect in Christ yet, and our chains are our imperfections. When we get angry, when there's envy and jealousy in our lives, when there are all kinds of bad things we don't want people to know about, those are the chains that we have.
但是我们生活中的这些捆绑锁链其实是我们的缺点，我们会发怒，我们会嫉妒，我们有那些锁链，但是我们不想别人知道我们那些锁链。
And it's okay. God can overcome past the chains that we have.
神会帮助我们克服这些捆绑。
Because that's God's purpose for us. For we are God's workmanship, the Bible says, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do.
在圣经里面所说的，我们是神的工作，是在基督里所做的，是让我们去做一切神所让我们做的事情。
And last slide.
最后一页。
Okay, I just want to wrap this up, and I want to show you how it all comes together and how you should be just as passionate as Paul was about sharing the gospel.
我想总结一下，就是让我们如何的去像保罗那样对福音有那么多的热心。
In history, there's a man named John Huss who stood up for the gospel.
在历史上有个人叫 John Huss.
Maybe 13th or 14th century.
大概在13、14世纪。
And you know, all he did, he wanted the Catholic Church at that time to tell the truth about the gospel.
在那个时候，他想让那些天主教的教会呢，真正是说真理在。
Yeah, they were selling indulgences, and he says, you got to stop that, and you have to let the people share in communion with you. Don't do it by yourself.
他就是想让这些天主教让所有的信徒一起来参与这个圣餐。
And so they said, if you don't stop talking like that, we are going to burn you at the stake. We don't care that you're a holy guy.
那些天主教的教会说，如果你不停止这么说的话，我们会把你烧死。
See, the gospel makes people mad because you're telling them they need to change their behavior.
你看圣经会上有些人很疯狂，因为圣经让他们改变他们日常所做的事情。
Well, he didn't stop. They threw him in jail.And then one day someone saw him in jail and he had a candle and he was burning his hand with the candle.
他们就把他放到监狱里面去，但是监狱里面有一个同监的人看到这个姜呢，就是用一个蜡烛烧他的手，烧自己的手。
And they said, why are you burning yourself with that candle?
你为什么要烧自己的手呢？
You know what he said? He said, they're going to burn me at the stake. And so I want to be prepared so that I understand what it's like to be burned.Because I know God has prepared me for this moment.
他说，因为人家要把我烧死，所以我现在在准备体验一下这烧的感觉。因为神就是准备让我遭受这一切。
So they did. They burned him at the stake.
他们就把他放到柴火上烧掉。
But you know what? God worked through that And Luther, who started the Reformation movement, he spoke of John Huss when he started the Reformation, which resulted in the Protestant church today.
当马丁路德在改教的时候，他提到这个人的先驱的工作。当然，大家可以看到这个改教就导致了我们现在新的一个教会。
So just remember the little things that God does in your life today when you speak up for the gospel, no matter where you are, the passion that you use, God will use that, and people's lives will change in a way that you cannot even imagine right now.
不管你做的是如何小的事，但是你只要对着福音有那么一个热情，神就会那些热情去改变很多的人。
So God provides us with the opportunity through His foolishness, but we have to be wise and shrewd and respectful how we share the gospel.
虽然神让我们通过他看似愚拙的福音，但是我们在传扬福音的时候，同样要有的智慧。
God prepares us, but you have to be obedient to your calling. You have to be willing to share. Be courageous. Be faithful.
神准备了我们，但是我们要有这个热心、准备和信心。
Finally, be willing to say to people, you know what? I may be angry at times, I may be envious, but except for these chains in my own life, I am changing, and I want you to be just like me in Christ.
你可以对别人说，虽然我会发怒，虽然我会嫉妒，但是这些捆锁并没有妨碍我在基督里面。我希望你跟我一样，在基督里面成长。
God wants people to see Jesus as the treasure in you.
Say it again.
God wants people to see Jesus as a treasure in them.
对，神想让基督看到我们就是他的宝藏。
Lastly, you'll have God's help. Paul said, I have had God's help to this very day, and so I stand here and testify to small and great alike, and that's the way we do it.
在最后22节里面说到。
Let's pray.Father in heaven, thank you for allowing this message to be shared today.
神，亲爱的上帝，我们谢谢你今天给我们的信息。
May the small things we do for you result in great things for the kingdom of God.
希望我们所做的一点点小小的事情，在神的国度里面能变成大事。
And may Jesus be lifted up.
我们能够让基督得到彰显。
In Jesus' name we pray.
让神的名得荣耀。奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。